La música en el cinema. Hola, com va tot? Després d'un llarg i calorós estiu, torna la música en el cinema. Aquesta nova temporada recordarem moltes i variades pel·lícules, així com directors, actors i actrius, compositors, cantants, musicals de Broadway que també han tingut la seva versió cinematogràfica. Tindrem moltes curiositats i molta, molta música, perquè això és el que vol ser cada setmana la música en el cinema. Per aquesta temporada parlarem i també escoltarem la banda sonora d'una pel·lícula que va ser un gran èxit i avui és un clàssic per a tots els públics, El mag d'Oz. Amb un argument inspirat en un famós conte publicat l'any 1900, El mag d'Oz va ser el primer musical essencialment fantàstic i va suposar l'èxit definitiu per la seva intèrpret Judy Garland, que aleshores tenia 17 anys. La pel·lícula del 1939 va ser dirigida per Victor Fleming, que aquell mateix any signaria la realització de Allò que el vent s'endugué. En un principi, el personatge protagonista estava destinat a l'estrella infantil Shirley Temple, però per un seguit de circumstàncies va ser la fabulosa cantant, magnífica ballarina i excel·lent actriu Judy Garland la que va donar vida a Dorothy. Una de les cançons que interpreta, Damunt l'arc de Sant Martí, es va convertir en la sintonia de totes les actuacions personals que va realitzar al llarg de la seva vida. És aquesta.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
L'èxit va ser tan extraordinari que els productors van començar a treballar en una segona part. No es va fer mai, per culpa, o potser gràcies, a Judy Garland i a Margaret Hamilton, l'actriu que interpreta la bruixa dolenta. Les dues es van negar a treballar en una seqüela que podria haver fet molt bé el bon record de la primera. La pel·lícula va costar $2.777.000, una quantitat fabulosa per l'època. Però analitzem com es va gastar part d'aquests diners, especialment en relació als sous que es van pagar durant el rodatge. Mentre el gosset Totó cobrava $125 cada setmana, la tropa de nans que donen vida als Munkins s'havien de formar amb $50 i eren 120 actors. Tot un escàndol. Ara, cal afegir que aquests petits actors van ocasionar més d'un problema, amb borratxeres i, sobretot, ficant-se sota les faldilles de Judy Garland. Dorothy, el personatge central de la pel·lícula, en el seu viatge cap a la ciutat Maragda, on viu el mag, va ser acompanyada per l'home de palla, l'home de llauna i el lleó covard, al mateix temps que va fer immortal aquesta banda sonora que ara escoltarem, el mag Doth.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Who, me? I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas.
Oh.
What was that?
The Munchkins. They're laughing because I am a witch. I'm Glinda, the Witch of the North.
You are? Oh, I beg your pardon, but I've never heard of a beautiful witch before. But if you please, what are Munchkins?
The little people who live in this land. It's Munchkin Land, and you are their national heroine, my dear. It's all right. You may all come out and thank her. Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
She brings you good news, or haven't you heard? When she fell out of Kansas, a miracle occurred.
Was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch could not have helped this situation, for the wicked witch. The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a stitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch was not a healthy situation, for the wicked witch.
Day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants.
If any!
Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
You said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you too.
Very well. I'll bide my time. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
What a smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of the Wicked Witch of the West. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you sleep, my dear.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I can't go the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City, and that's a long journey from here. Did you bring your broomstick with you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, then, you'll have to walk. The Munchkins will see you safely to the border of Munchkinland.
But how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road. You're out to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Which way do we go?
Pardon me. That way is a very nice way.
Who said that? That's funny. Wasn't he pointing the other way?
Of course, people do go both ways.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
Oh, I'm a failure because I haven't got a brain.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I will tell you why. The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Wonderful! Why, if our scarecrow back in Kansas could do that, the crows would be scared to pieces.
They would? Where's Kansas?
That's where I live. And I want to get back there so badly, I'm going all the way to Emerald City to get the Wizard of Oz to help me.
Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some brains?
I couldn't say. But even if he didn't, you'd be no worse off than you are now.
Yes, that's true. Look, I won't be any trouble because I don't eat a thing. And I won't try to manage things because I can't think. Won't you take me with you?
Why, of course I will.
Hooray! We're off to see a wizard!
To Oz?
To Oz!
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because, 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 because. because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Something? He's an oil can.
My goodness, I can talk again. Oh, it feels wonderful.
Well, you're perfect now.
Perfect? Oh, bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it. It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart. All hollow. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
That was wonderful, you know. We were just wondering why you couldn't come with us to the Emerald City to ask the Wizard of Oz for a heart.
Well, suppose the wizard wouldn't give me one when we got there.
Oh, but he will. He must. We've come such a long way already.
To Oz? To Oz.
We hope to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, a wizard, ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I don't like this forest. It's dark and creepy. Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might.
Sneaking up on me, eh?
Here. Go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are, why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, Missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Wizard. The good witch of the north sent me.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once. I've as good as got my brain.
I can barely hear my heart beating.
I'll be home in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll be king of the forest. Long live the king. If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, a not a cotton, a not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. Woof. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, were king, just king. Monarch, now I'll nice array. Ha 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 ha.
Your Majesty, if you were a king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Impossorous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage.
What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You can say that again.
Pròximament recordarem altres músiques que formen part de la història del cinema.